Good morning, boys. That's all I have is just three boys today. How many of you have bird feeders in your backyard? Anybody feed the birds at home? Do you? Do you have pretty little yellow birds? No? I have some pretty little yellow birds that come to my feeders. I'm going to show you a picture here in a minute. And I have some turtle doves. I have a Mr. and Mrs. Turtle Dove. Their name is Romeo and Juliet. And they come too. Then I have some starlings, which I'm not real crazy about those, but I let them stay because if I shoo them away, my little yellow birds go away. So anyway, I have some pretty little yellow birds. I'm going to show you a picture of them. See these little yellow birds? Do you have any like that? Those are called goldfinch. I have lots and lots of them. I'm going to go back. I'll show you. I have little black seed in that feeder. Do you see it? That's what those little goldfinch like to eat. They're just outside. They're hanging outside.
Where?
In my backyard.
Is it in the gate?
Inside my fence, yeah. Now I have some feeders like that that look like socks just hanging. Put that food in there. And you see the little birds hanging on the sock there? They pick the seed out. Isn't that cute? Look at all of them. Look at all of them. You know, I have so much fun watching my little baby birds. And sometimes when I'm sad, I'll just go stand in the window and I'll watch them eat. And pretty soon they fly away. Pretty soon they come back. And we have a little pear tree in the backyard. And sometimes these little birds are all over the little feeder like this. And you look up in the top of the pear tree and it's all speckled yellow up there. Looks like a yellow tree. Yesterday I'd watched my little birds for a while and then I got tired and I went and sat down in my living room and I was reading and all of a sudden I heard a thunk and I thought, oh no, what was that? So I got up, went to my sliding glass door and I looked out and there was a little yellow bird laying on its side out there. Oh, it was so sad. He hit my window, and I opened up the door, and I walked over real slow because I didn't want to scare it, and I picked it up, and I put it in my hand, and he was just laying there on his side, and his little beak was open, and he was just panting like that, and I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? I don't want this bird to die, and I called my husband, and I said, come and look. What are we going to do? And he kept saying, well, just lay it down there in that bird food. I said, I'm not going to lay him in the bird food and just let him die by himself. So I kept him in my hand. Pretty soon his little beak went closed. It was small. I'm going to show you a picture in a minute. His little beak went closed. He laid his little beak on my thumb right here. And he quit panting.
Was it by the kitchen window?
Uh-huh. He was still kind of laying on his side, and pretty soon he started to straighten up. So I took my other hand, and I just covered him like this and kept him warm. And you know, I didn't take him in the house because I was afraid he might fly out, and then I wouldn't be able to catch him. Let me show you a picture of him. This is the picture of the little bird sitting in my hand. He's still not feeling very good.
Is he still at your house?
No, well, he's outside someplace. So, you know, I sat down in a chair out there in the sun, and I could see all the other little yellow birds sitting in the pear tree. Pretty soon, some of them came back to the feeder, and you know what? I said, you know what, Jesus? I don't want this birdie to die. I want this birdie to get well, and I know that you know that he hit my door, and I know that you know that he's special to you, because you see every little sparrow that falls. And I held him for about 30 minutes and I pet his little head. And you know what happened? He sat up in my hand and he turned around and he faced me and he looked at me and he turned his head this way. Then he looked at me again and he turned his head that way. Pretty soon he turned around real slow in my hand and he flew off. And you know that made me happy. That made me realize that Jesus cares about us very much. He cares about the tiniest little yellow bird so that you know you can ask Jesus for anything and he'll answer our prayers.